Gildan Media presents Your Coach in a Box, affordable, life-changing audio programs.
Speed. Facing our addiction to fast and faster, and overcoming our fear of slowing down. Stephanie Brown, PhD. Part 1. Speed. A cultural addiction to a fast pace of life. Prologue. Help! I need to go faster! I can't go any faster and I can't stop or even slow down! This is the cry I began to hear more than 15 years ago, as people started to realize that the world of technology, with its promise of limitless speed and a guarantee of boundless riches and success, had trapped them in a virulent downward spiral of addiction. I can't do it all, but I can't stop trying. I wake up earlier and earlier to steal time to catch up, to pay attention to the kids, to pack their lunches, to get them off to school without shouting, to answer email from last week, to call the East Coast ahead of the rush of my day, to endure a slowed-down drive through traffic, to get to the board meeting while I'm wondering how I'll cook dinner and make parent-teacher night. I think I can do it all, but the sad truth is, I can't. This was from Maria, a successful woman of the 21st century, and her lament is all too common. I have spent most of my professional life working with individuals grappling with the idea of limits. The very essence of addiction to anything, drugs, alcohol, sex, work, is the unwinnable struggle between the desire to keep using or doing something that provides some kind of instant gratification and the reality that there are limits to how long such behavior can go on without severe, even lethal consequences. This is a book about a new kind of addiction that I believe has taken hold in our culture. The bad news is that it is pervasive, cheap, and not yet widely accepted as the serious problem I believe it is. The good news is it is treatable, and everything we have learned about other addictions applies here. I call it the addiction to speed. Obviously, I'm not talking about the drug methamphetamine. I'm talking about a culture-wide phenomenon that is snatching people up and carrying them along, convincing them that doing more, better, and faster is the path to happiness. Some people see it as the result of our increasingly wired society when children are texting their siblings sitting at the same breakfast table, and frequent flyers feel so deprived of their various devices by the end of a plane flight that touching down on the runway has become the universal signal that your suffering can end.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?